Another thing that I want to mention here is that in the way our homes are, these terraced homes that we live in London generally, you go inside, you've got a room, a reception room, maybe two reception rooms. Then you go further towards the down or straight and there's a kitchen and so on. You go upstairs and there's a landing and there's one room there, which generally becomes a bedroom for some reason, right? Generally. Next door to there is generally where the toilet, and most of these houses around here only used to have one bathroom and toilet in the house, which was there. Many people have now made one downstairs as well, but this is where the toilet is next to that room. That becomes generally the parents' room. Then you've got the bigger rooms upstairs, right? Now what happens is, you've got a room there, and the toilet is next door to the parents' room. The son becomes married, and every time that he wants to go for a shower now, he has to go into that shower, which is next to the parents' room. One shower in the house, one bathroom in the house, one toilet in the house. And the parents think, this is the way we were brought up in India or Pakistan or wherever. We only had one shower, one bathroom, whatever. This is the way it should be. And that, I think, is oppression. Because the newly married couple are very scared to put themselves in a state to do ghusl, because their parents are going to know they're taking a shower, because there's two people going for a shower. There's one, Fajr time, everybody has to have wudu and use the toilets. Get another shower mate. Anybody who's got two families living in the house, and especially for parents who want their children to live in the house, get them another. And I've seen the big ulama of today who are very particular about this. I went to Deoband, Mawlana Arshad Madni's house. He's got many of his children living there, but he's made a separate bedroom and shower en suite for them separately for each one of his children who are living with him. It's privacy. Should you know when they're going for a shower? I'm not saying that's the intention, but why be so cruel to insist that there's only one shower in the house? Make facilitate. Yeah, if you're very poor, something different story, but otherwise if you can, then facilitate that to have a shower. There should be more than one in the house nowadays, because people need to do wudu and things like that.